Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, serving the Imperial Valley for some 7+ years now. I'm your host, Scott Dudley, and Maria is in the basement today, so we're going to do this without her, and hopefully she gets out of the basement and comes back up all energized and ready to go soon. Welcome. I'm joined today by Hector Martinez. He's a community outreach coordinator for Breaking Down Barriers in the LGBTQ community. He works for the Mental Health America of San Diego, and we're going to talk about all things LGBT and mental health. Welcome, Hector.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, good afternoon, as it turns out. You know, maybe to start, just to kind of get our feet wet in this, in the topic of the mental health needs of the LGBT community, we start by kind of giving us a sense of the community. Could we jump in there? How do you know if you're in the community or someone else is in the community?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll start it off with just, we've all heard of LGBT. Maybe you've heard of LGBTQ, but I'll just tell you to include all the letters, includes everybody. It's actually LGBTQQPA2S. And I can go into what all that is. And so
that's too big for a personalized license plate, you realize.
Yeah, I know. And it just includes other factors. But yeah, it's a lot of letters. And there's also people who even say, you know, I'm not any one of those letters. And so there are people who even say that they're not in that spectrum.
And the community makes space for even the people who don't have a letter to claim.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like this whole spectrum, and everybody's included. And it really is a spectrum, and it's a lot of factors that you might not have thought of before. So there's a lot of factors, right? There's gender identity.
Well, okay, so let's start there. What is that?
Yeah, so an easy way to think of that is that comes from your mind. So what you think you are.
Okay.
So you...
I think I'm George Clooney. Is that what, working?
That's great.
Only in my mind, right?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So it's kind of like from this perspective is who you identify to be. You can identify to be a woman. You can identify to be a man. Those are the two opposite spectrums. And then in between that is genderqueer. That's, you identify as genderqueer. So you don't identify as either man or woman.
Or both at the same time or alternating.
Yeah, exactly.
Are people generally, with gender identity, are people generally tied to their gender identity? Is that something that it stays stuck in one spot, or is it something that can bounce around?
You know, it really can. It depends on the person, and it doesn't bounce around too much. But generally it does happen, and it has, and that the thing that people don't realize, it's not associated with sexuality, has nothing to do with sexuality, has nothing to do with orientation or your actual sex or how you express yourself. So identity really is how you think of yourself to be.
How your mind perceives you to be.
Yeah.
And this is something that just kind of pops into our heads. I mean, we're not even really aware of this at some level because it's just so part of who we are.
Yeah, and if you were to relate it to coming out in your sexuality, like if you come out as being gay, if you compare it to that, generally most people come out of their gender identity expression around 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's pretty much starting
very young, and that's when the part of your personality pretty much is developed.
Well, and 4 and 5 is kind of the age that you start stepping out separate from your parents even. I mean, it's you're kind of part of your mom's, you know, thing until, you know, you don't even realize you're your own person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So right away then.
Yeah, right away. Right away. It happens. They come out of the closet right away. And that's why a lot of people say, oh, you know, I've got my son who's telling me he's a girl and he's like 6 years old. And, you know, what do I do? And what people don't realize is that's a distinct conversation from them being gay. They may or may not be gay. So it has nothing to do with being gay. It just has to do with
How their mind identifies.
Yeah. Or exactly. Or a girl that says, I'm a boy. And then other people think, well, wait a minute. What about if, my teenage daughter is a tomboy? Does that mean she's going to be? No, it doesn't. So those are all distinct from sexuality and behavior. So there's behavior and identity.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.